Previously on The Good Wife.
We should replace her.
I can't fire someone because they're too pretty.
Then don't. Promote her. Move her laterally.
I'm in.
With Argos Flora.
Flora Gagnus. Look, we can't keep skulking around. We have to cut the cord at some point.
People want to wait for bonuses.
An interview. On what subject?
There will be questions about Will. Peter really needs you to get the Chief Justice on your side.
So I trash Will or I'm not nominated?
My life is taken up with client maintenance these days. Why is everybody so unhappy?
I gave an interview to the law advocate just now. I talked about you.
Okay.
They asked about your suspension. No, I talked about your suspension.
What did you say?
That we were lucky. We thought you were going to be disbarred. I talked about the money. The $45,000 that you took. How we agreed that it was wrong.
Why?
The Chief Justice would only support my judgeship if I made a clear statement.
You talked about the money.
I was sitting there and I realized I'm sorry. I was wrong. The interview.
To give you a message. Eli Gold called and wanted you to know, don't worry about giving the interview. He found another way.
And you have said, Mr. Florek, that your governorship will be the most ethical in the history of Illinois. I mean, that's a bit of a low bar, isn't it, given that four of the last eight governors have been to prison?
Well, I've already been to prison myself, so I guess I'm pre-inoculated.
That's good. So why don't we try one with you two kissing arm in arm?
Oh, no, that's all right.
It's just for variety.
No, these are good.
Shall I bring in the children?
Mrs. Flora, can you address the rumors that you two are still living in separate apartments?
I can. My career is here in Chicago. And Peter's is in Chicago and Springfield, so we have residences in both. We use both.
So when you're both in town, you stay together?
And?
What? That is a fair question, Eli.
Yes, we do.
In fact, I understand that you're taking a week off to go to Hawaii to renew your vows.
Okay, Ann, are those really the issues that we want to be talking about?
Well, there is concern that you are handpicking members of the Ethics Commission and replacing good people with yes men.
Really? Concern? From whom?
Well, you fired Marilyn Garbanzo, one of the most widely respected ethical watchdogs in the Quinn administration.
Alicia Florek.
Alicia, it's Kathy.
I'm not calling for me. It's for Tara.
Oh, Kathy, hi.
Is everything all right?
No. There's been a complication. We're at Dr. Tuff's office, and Tara's headed over here now.
Well, can you come? I think she'll need you.
Sure. Are you okay?
I'll see you in a minute.
Zach, where's your sister? I have to head out.
She's right there.
Grace?
Mom!
Hey.
Oh, Grandma got it for me. Do you like it?
It's... Wow. Is that good?
Well,
it's a... You don't look like yourself. Wow.
Yes?
Mr. Gardner, this is Mandy Post. I'm fact-checking an article I'm writing about your partner, Diane Lockhart. And I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Sure, go for it.
Have you stolen any more money from clients since the $45,000 you took 10 years ago?
Actually, that's another call, Miss Post. Can I call you back?
Certainly.
work on her cases.
What am I looking for?
Any lapses, any complaints, anything she mishandled.
Maya, what's going on?
Nothing. I just need it done. Wait. Diane heard us with an interview. We need to ask you to step away from the firm.
And you need lapses?
In case it grows contentious.
Well, one thing I know, you look into lapses, it will grow contentious.
I need a bit more.
Alicia, there you are. Is it another amnio? Because I have class in like an hour.
No, I think there's been some complications.
Oh, are Kathy and Brian here?
Yes, they called me.
Red Vine?
No, thank you.
I wasn't sure after the first amniocentesis. That's why I requested a second. The screening detected an 85% likelihood of Patau syndrome. It's a chromosomal abnormality. It's very rare, and I'm sorry, but very severe.
What is it?
Well, it's a surfeit of chromosomes. Most babies with Patau survive only a few days after birth, some less than a year. All have major developmental disabilities.
But I don't get it. I felt him kicking. Last night, all night.
And he will continue to kick. There's nothing anyone did wrong, Tara. This is not about the surrogacy.
And what do we do now?
Well, that's why I wanted to get you as early as possible. So you'll have options. You're in the second trimester, so termination is still a possibility.
I am so sorry.
We'll pay for everything. Not just the clinic, but the full amount for the surrogacy.
That's okay.
No, Tara, you're part of this family now. We'll deal with this together.
Dr. Tuff suggested a clinic. We'll make an appointment.
And I'll go with you.
No, that's fine. Well, can I call you back?
Actually, we need you for an emergency committee meeting. We're short of a quorum.
How far away are you?
10 minutes, but I'm with the client.
Come to the office, but go to the empty floor on 16.
Make it when you can.
Of course the governor-elect chooses his own commission. I'll call you back.
Ethics commission?
It'll die down. They're just probing for a chink in the armor.
I don't think so. Bring Marilyn back.
Peter, that will look just as weak.
No, I made a mistake. It looks like I replaced her because she was too ethical, not because how she looked. Bring her back.
Ah, here's our quorum. How'd you come? By bicycle?
What size exit package are we talking about?
We have to discuss.
Well, if she damaged the firm, I say we discount whatever that amount.
With overhead.
I got a call from
Diane
Clafton, one of my biggest divorces. She got a call from this reporter who wanted to fact-check her article. Diane is after herself.
So cut her off.
No, we negotiate an exit package.
What happened?
Diane gave an interview that exposed the firm to criticism. We're getting calls from clients.
We vote. How many want Diane gone?
She wants herself gone. We just asked her to leave 2 months early. All those in favor of negotiating Diane's exit package, raise your hand.
Who's taking minutes?
It doesn't matter. We just count. 8 to 6. Good. Appointments to the negotiating committee.
I appoint myself.
You can't appoint yourself.
I appoint David Lee.
I appoint Howard Lyman and Will.
And I appoint Alicia.
No. Thank you, though.
We need someone who voted against the exit. You're the balance.
No, everybody uses classic woman standards. We're not saying anything if you use a font that everybody else uses.
All those in favor of the better-looking font.
Oh, I'm joking. All those in favor of classic Roman standard. And all those in favor of Trajan Pro. Congrats, our law firm now has a font. Any new business?
I heard a rumor that I wanted to share with the group. Heard that Diane was being pushed out. Partners got together and they're arranging an exit package.
Which would leave her clients open for poaching.
If it's true.
As a partner, I am bound by my confidentiality. I can't say anything.
Okay. So I'll count to 10, and if you don't sit down by 10, Diane is being pushed out. 1.
Guys, I can't. I can't even hint.
Well, you did more than hint when you told us about the partners tracing our texts.
Yes, and I'm not so sure that was a good thing.
Alicia, we're 2 weeks away from leaving. Getting a jump on our clients would mean everything.
7, 8, 9,
You can't read anything into this.
Who's Diane Abbott? Bush Carter. She's 13 years old.
Hello.
Alicia, what did you say to her?
What? Kathy?
Yes. What did you tell Tara?
Well, I didn't say anything. What do you mean?
She wasn't at the clinic.
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to terminate the pregnancy?
Yeah.
You understand that Kathy and Brian will feel like you're the surrogate in this equation, that they're the parents.
Yeah. Alicia, I can feel him kicking. I don't think he really is what the doctor says he is.
Would you like me to set up another appointment with Dr. Tuft?
No. He'll just say what he said again.
Tara, he has birth defects. I know it feels like he's healthy, but he'll be in pain when he's born and he won't survive.
He has a 15% chance. That's what the doctor said.
That's not a real chance.
My parents said I had a 10% chance of getting into DePaul, but I'm here.
Tara, it's not your baby.
And you're not my lawyer. Not really. They're paying you.
Yes, but I represent your interests. I represent the surrogate's interests.
Then start.
It's not your decision. Tara. Tara has decided that in the best interest of the fetus, she will carry the baby to term. Excuse me. This isn't... We talked about this.
I know. Kathy, I can't. He's not sick. I can feel...
You're not a doctor.
Okay, hold on. Page 18 of the surrogacy contract, Tara, you specifically agree to terminate if there are substantial signs of birth defects.
Yes, Tara believes these do not constitute substantial...
What? You've got to be kidding me. Okay. Are you...
Brian, okay. Really? And have you explained to her how she will be in breach?
I have explained to her her options.
We're paying you, Alicia. She's not paying you.
Yes, and as part of the surrogacy agreement, you agreed to pay me to act in her best interests during the course of the surrogacy.
Tara, you're hurting us.
You don't agree with Tara.
It's not about what I agree with.
So you're just cashing a paycheck?
No. I am faithfully representing the interests of my
client. And the interests of your client involve being the mother of a child with major birth defects?
No.
So Tara wants to give birth and then force my clients to raise the child?
My client has made the choice not to have an abortion.
No, you don't get to use the word choice. That fetus is wholly my client's genetic material. Their egg, their sperm. The only one who gets to choose is the actual mother.
They would disagree.
Ah, and that settles that then? We're suing today.
Well, you're suing for what? To force my client to have an abortion? How does that work?
Economic devastation. Your client breached her contract. The Eisenstats put over $500,000 into the surrogacy.
Oh, come on.
Searching for a surrogate, fertility fees, Tara's weekly payments. $500,000 is going to bankrupt your client. Unless she decides to honor the terms of her contract.
Wow. Then we'll see you in court.
No, I won't be seeing you anywhere. You're fired. The Eisenstats are terminating your employment as Tara's lawyer.
Well, they can't do that until the surrogacy is concluded.
No, they can't do that until the contract is concluded. And you've decided the contract is concluded. So, unless you're into doing this case pro bono, it was nice meeting you. You put your interest over the interest of the firm, Diane.
This is my firm.
It was your firm.
Then get the security guards carrying me out.
We have enough respect for you not to make this a public spectacle.
You want to end it this way?
Diane, you ended it. Now go be a judge. We have work to do here.
This is her mother. May I ask who's calling? She should be back in an hour. What is this regarding?
Is that for me?
No, Grace. Who's Jimmy Lawrence?
Someone from school. Why?
Well, he was calling for Grace. Zach, is something going on with your sister?
No.
But something's going on. What?
Grace has nothing to do with this, Mom. It's not her.
Back, Marilyn.
Yes, I thought that we were a bit hasty in moving you to the Transit Authority Board.
Promoting me to the Transit Authority Board?
Yes, well, we heard you weren't very happy there.
Yeah, I didn't feel qualified.
Then come back to us. We're reorganizing the Ethics Commission, giving it more power. We'd like you to head it up.
And we'd like to announce today.
In what way, reorganizing?
Well, the Ethics Commission has always seemed isolated here in Chicago. We want to move your offices into the governor's suite in Springfield. More in the heat of the action.
No, thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait a moment. Why not?
Pat Quinn governed from Springfield. Rod Blagojevich governed from Chicago. Each governor is different. Where are you going to be, Mr. Florek?
Oh, he'll be both here and Springfield.
Then why are you adding all the offices here?
I'll be in Chicago.
And you want the ethics offices isolated out in Springfield? No, thank you.
What if the offices were here?
Along with unfettered access? Yes, I'd consider it.
No one gets unfettered access.
Give us a day to think about it. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Florek.
They hate me, don't they?
No, I don't think they hate you. They want you to consider all the repercussions.
And they can do that? Take all my money? I don't even have that much.
Well, you have the $120,000 coming from your parents' trust when you turn 21. They can take that. Excuse me one second, Tara.
Is that her? Is that the surrogate?
Yes. Look, David, I'm doing this pro bono, one of mine. I will not exceed 30
billable hours. I'm taking first chair with you.
You're what?
Tara? Hi. I'm David Lee. I am in awe of your courage, young lady. Life is such a precious commodity, isn't it? What do you want?
Something who will.
I need you to... Now, come to think of it, you're still friends with Carrie in the fourth years, aren't you?
What do you need, David?
No, that's okay.
Robin, I want you to look into this Dr. Clark.
And you've been seeing Tara Bach.
For how long? I've been her OBGYN for about 7 months now.
I see. And when is she due?
In approximately 12 weeks.
And in your professional opinion, is Tara's fetus viable?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance. This is a breach of contract suit.
Well, let's find out the relevance. What's the relevance, Counselor?
If Tara's fetus is viable, Your Honor, then she can't abort and there is no breach of contract.
Well, that makes sense to me, Counselor.
No further questions.
Just a few more for the defense. Thank you, Alicia. Why was the amnio performed so late in the pregnancy, Doctor?
Why? I didn't perform it.
I know. Dr. Tuff did. But do you know why the amnio was performed so late in the second trimester?
Well, this was the second amnio. The first was performed in April.
And did you find that Tara had spotting after the first amnio?
Yes.
And could this have come from a poorly performed amnio?
Okay, let's hold up here. I'm not sure why the plaintiff isn't objecting, but what is the relevance?
Pure curiosity, Your Honor.
Well, let's satisfy our curiosity on our own time, shall we? I sustain the objection that never came.
So you want to sue the hospital?
I don't want to. I will sue the hospital. Their amnio caused these birth defects.
And you want the child born?
No. Your client wants the child born.
Yes, but it means more to a suit if the child is born.
$8 million more. It's pain and suffering. $2 million if Tara aborts. $10 million if she doesn't...
Does Tara know that?
Well, that they were suing? No. She's doing it because she believes it.
I'm pro-choice. Gives you the most options.
Abortion is a sin.
You're a Republican, you have to say that.
No, I'm not a Republican. I just look at photos of fetuses and think, how can we flush them down the drain?
No one's flushing anything down the drain.
Let this rock, Kevin. Back in the 50s. Looked just like Sid Charisse. Oh, God, Sid Charisse. Those legs.
If men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament.
It's legal. What else do you want?
We were missing around. You know, backstage, the green room. She came to me 3 months later. Pregnant. Are you kidding me? Took her to Canada.
That's what I don't get about abortion. Where do you think the personality went?
Okay.
If it had been aborted.
Hold on. Hold on. Quiet down. We're here to negotiate Diane's exit pact.
And I have some research. This is what we offered Jonas Stern when he exited in 2009.
You're freaking kidding me.
We were in better financial straits back then.
You should offer her half of this, or she'd still be lucky.
I don't disagree. Jonas Stern was a founding partner.
So was Diane.
So was Diane. She's leaving.
There's no difference between Jonas's impact on the firm and Diane.
That may have been true back then, but the firm has changed. What has Diane done but move us toward bankruptcy?
David. She's going to be a Supreme Court justice.
I agree with Alicia. Well, here's the other problem. Diane has good clients. We anger her with a lowball offer, we lose them.
How will we lose them?
She suggests they go somewhere else. Let's be practical. We offer a fair amount. We keep her clients with us.
Tara's fetus won't be viable until the third trimester.
And that's in 48 hours?
Yes, that's why the decision to terminate has to be made quickly.
Now, Tara's OBGYN has suggested that the fetus is viable now.
Yes, I heard that. She's wrong. The viability is based on survivability outside Tara's womb.
And that's why the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade established the beginning of the third trimester as an inviolable line?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Doctor. Nothing further.
Dr. Tufts, isn't survivability based on current technology?
Of course.
And given the current improvements in postnatal technology, can't the fetus survive outside Tara's womb earlier?
Not in my opinion, no. This is a very special case.
Doctor, don't you have a reason for wanting the fetus aborted?
Excuse me. Objection, Your Honor. Who's questioning the witness?
If the fetus is aborted, then the malpractice lawsuit
Objection,
against
Your Honor.
Be
the defense is turning this into an argument about malpractice.
No, no, no. You don't have
we all know you're excited to be in big boy court. You might want to check the law on slander, sir.
I'm not slandering the witness. I'm asking him
The question before me is whether this contract is moot. Due to fetal viability, there is no way not to be in breach. Given the conflicting testimony of the doctors, I have no way to split this dilemma. So I fall back on the Supreme Court's decision.
Damn it.
With respect to the contract in question, the fetus is ruled non-viable and will remain so for 40 more hours.
Your Honor, given that, we move that these proceedings continue apace.
Your Honor, we don't have our next witness until Friday.
Mrs. Florek, have your witnesses available this afternoon, or we will proceed without them.
No.
What does that mean?
It means I don't accept your exit package.
We can shove you out, you know.
Yes, I do know that. My clients, too.
Is it a threat?
It is a fact. Don't act innocent. You already have some of the associates calling my clients, trying to split them off.
You're paranoid, Diane. These are similar to the terms offered to Jonas Stern.
And I am not Jonas Stern. What do you want, Diane? I want what I'm worth. You want me not to bad talk you to my clients? Rethink your offer. Get out of my office.
This isn't your office.
It is. Until you have the security guards escort me out.
Alicia, do you have a minute?
Sure.
I can't decide this by myself, but I can sway most of the partners. And I think you'll enjoy a honeymoon period as the governor's wife.
Okay, I'm not...
I want you to consider replacing Diane as managing partner.
Tara asked a lot of questions about the contract. We listened, made changes at her request. We wanted her to feel part of the process.
And who represented Ms. Bach?
Alicia Florek.
I see. And did Mrs. Florek ever raise any concerns that the surrogacy contract was... coercive?
Your Honor, respondent would stipulate that this contract as a whole is not coercive. This is about a single provision.
Yes. Now that Mrs. Florek has given herself cover against a malpractice suit, may I continue? The provision regarding your right to terminate the pregnancy, that wasn't part of the standard agency contract, was it?
No. My husband and I insisted on it.
Why?
Because our first child, Caleb, had a heart defect. He lived 6 months, 5 operations.
And in the end, we couldn't bring another child into the world to suffer.
And is that why you want to terminate this pregnancy?
Yes. I wish I were the one that were pregnant. But I'm not. But it's our child. Our choice. No one should be allowed to take that from us.
What I want is a proposed budget before the State Assembly.
So, Barry Ravinsky's company owns the building that Alicia's new firm just leased space in?
Yes. An obvious conflict of interest.
I assure you, neither Peter nor Alicia knew that when he appointed Barry to the water board.
Yes, but the terms of the lease might be considered preferential. It's 25 a square foot in an area where 40 is the market rate.
What would you have Peter do?
The lease has already been executed. I think you should reconsider Barry's candidacy.
He'll look into it.
I was promised unfettered access. All due respect, you are not the governor-elect.
Yes, thank you for your respect. And this is unfettered access to the governor's chief of staff.
We should be on the same side, Eli.
We are on the same side.
You can't keep disagreeing with me and pretend it's an agreement.
I agree.
Okay. Ethical issues are never obvious and they never go away. That's why I raised them, because I like Peter and I want to see him succeed.
You mean Mr. Florek?
Of course.
Mrs. Eisenstadt, you believe you and your husband have absolute autonomy over the fate of this fetus, right?
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
Because it's ours.
And what about your body? Do you think you should have control over that?
Over my body? Yes, I do.
So you're pro-choice?
Yes, but this is different.
How? How is it different? You want this contract imposed even though Tara doesn't want an abortion.
It's different because Tara is not the mother. I'm the mother.
But it's her body.
Objection. Argumentative.
It's okay. I want to answer. Yes, it's her body. But she has agreed to subject her body to my needs as a mother. The mother. That's what this contract was. This is about my choice, not hers.
So you would drag Tara to a clinic and have this fetus forcibly removed? Withdrawn. No more questions.
I'll have a ruling on the contract's enforceability within the hour.
Carrie, I have to be in court in 10 minutes. What do you need?
Are you taking the managing partnership?
Where'd you hear that?
Is it true?
Will offered it to me, but it's not a sure thing, and I don't know even if I would take it.
But you're considering it. Don't you think that would have been a good thing to tell us?
It just happened.
Alicia, staying is a mistake. You'll always be under Will. You finally have a chance to get out from under him.
Managing partnership is not under him.
It is. Why do you think he's offering it to you? He wants someone he can influence. Someone that he knows.
Okay, thanks, Gary.
Alicia, this is your chance. Take it.
After much consideration, actually, 30 minutes of consideration, I've concluded that control of one's body is an absolute. This principle is enshrined in our Constitution and jurisprudence. Parties may not contract around it. A provision empowering the Eisenstadts to compel an abortion is an affront to public policy. The application for specific performance is denied.
Your Honor, my client moves for a declaratory judgment that the contract has been breached.
Excuse me, Your Honor, by denying petitioner's motion for specific...
The court has ruled only that the provision related to abortion is unenforceable. Plaintiffs allege a number of other contractual breaches.
What a load of bunk. They're trying to extort this lovely young mother to be into an abortion.
Although I respect Mr. Lee's contract, you're not going to find... I doubt that he understands...
No!
Mr. Schmidt, what breaches are you referring to?
The defendant failed to live up to various performance sections of the contract.
Oh, come on, Your Honor. If Mr. Schmidt's clients wish to bring a separate suit...
No need. In the interest of judicial economy, I will hear the motion for declaratory judgment.
They lost, right? What are they doing now?
Scorching the earth and poisoning the wells.
Hi, I'm Cam. Is Grace here?
I'm sorry, you're...
Cam. You must be Mrs. Florek. I told Grace I might swing by after dinner. I'm running a little
late.
She's
out. But maybe you'd like to come in and have a beer.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Are you insane? My daughter is 16 years old. You do not come knocking at her door again. Do you understand? Cam, now is the time to say yes.
Yes.
Good! Express elevator is right behind you. Turn around.
Why does David Lee not trust you?
He thinks I'm doing what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Leaving with Carrie and the other fourth years.
Oh, well... All right, I need help. I think this doctor in the surrogacy case has a drinking problem, but I need someone at the SA's office to confirm rumors of a DUI. Do you have suggestions?
Yeah.
Can you tell me them?
No.
Why not?
Robin, you're leaving.
Yeah, well, so is Alicia, but you help her.
What?
So is Alicia, but you help her on the death penalty case.
Alicia's leaving?
Yeah, I thought you knew.
What? She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a secret. Check with the clinic's medical rep. They usually know all the doctor's problems.
Thank you.
So Eli tells me you have a concern over my choice for the water board?
I do. The problem is, sir, one of appearances.
Appearances? Uh-huh. So who would you choose?
The current water board head.
Grabowski. He's an idiot.
Well, I can't speak to that, sir. Continuity, of course, is to be valued, and there would be no hint of a conflict of interest.
Yes. So what you're saying is that you would hire someone second rate because they're more ethical?
No, I'm just saying that a conflict of interest is a matter of law, and second rate is a matter of opinion.
Hmm. Who do you like better, Hemingway or Dan Brown?
I'm not a good judge of literature, sir. Who's Dan Brown?
Da Vinci Code.
Ah, okay. Well, I haven't read it. I've seen it, and I really like Tom Hanks.
Well, who doesn't? Well, I don't think I can take your advice, Marilyn, and I really do appreciate it, but I just can't choose Dan Brown over Hemingway.
Well, thank you for listening to me, sir. Sure. And I'll make sure I take a look at Da Vinci Code.
Oh, well, don't do it on my account.
I spent too many years in law school with my eyes glued to LexisNexis. I should probably broaden my horizons.
Yes, I read the contract.
Could you please read the highlighted provision?
During the course of the pregnancy, the surrogate agrees not to engage in any sexual activity that would constitute a risk to the fetus.
How many sexual partners have you had since your pregnancy?
4, I guess, but they always used a condom.
And did you and any of these upstanding gentlemen ever engage in a threesome?
Objection, Your Honor, this is character assassination.
An orgy is a per se violation of her contractual commitment not to engage in risky sexual behavior.
Overruled. Ms. Bach, you may answer.
No, I never engaged in a threesome.
It was her idea.
The threesome was...
Yes. We were in this bar called Chesterfield, and she saw this guy with tattoos, Evan, and Tara said that we should bring him back to her place.
And did you?
Yes.
Okay, that's a lie. You're a liar. I haven't seen you in a year.
Mrs. Florek, if your client can't restrain herself...
I'm sorry, Your Honor. It won't happen again.
And what happened after you brought Evan back?
Well, we doubled. I mean, we had a threesome.
And did anyone use protection?
No, none of us.
It doesn't matter if he was lying. The judge believed him. So what are we... What is going on? Mr. Florek, it is so good to meet you. I'm David Lee, one of your earlier fans. Alicia and I work together.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lee. How are you?
Good, good. You have quite a wife here.
What's up, Peter?
Nothing. I had a break. I thought I'd come say hello. It was supposed to be a surprise. A little difficult with the security details.
I'm still a surprise to us.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me. I'm with the sweet one there. They have a package for Rita in their house.
Peter, I thought you said... I mean, I thought we had to wait until after the inauguration.
I thought we did, too, but it'll be just as difficult after the inauguration, so I think we should do it now.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Florek. Alicia, the judgment's just back in.
Your Honor, 30 minutes ago, Ms. Bach approached my client and offered to abort the fetus for $100,000.
Judge, that is a preposterous...
It constitutes blackmail.
Wait a minute. You ruled that my client has the right to decide whether to have an abortion. There's nothing illegal about monetizing that right.
So you're saying that she made this offer?
No, I'm saying if she did make this offer, and I have no knowledge that she did, she was merely using money as a carrot, just as the Eisensteins used it as a stick.
Judge, if tying the destruction of a fetus to the payment of money isn't blackmail, nothing.
Okay. I'll hear from Ms. Bach on this question first thing tomorrow.
Judge, even if she were to make the offer, it was nothing more than a permissible settlement negotiation in a civil case.
Or a crime. If I find your client's committed one, I'll refer it to the state's attorney.
Mom, did you tell Cam to leave me alone?
Good morning, Grace.
Did you tell Cam to get lost?
You mean the man with the motorcycle helmet? The man who came to my door, who wanted to come in and have a beer and wait for you?
He's my pastor. He's the head of Campus Faith. He was supposed to pick up some meeting plans.
Okay. But Grace, he didn't look like a... I don't know what he looked like, but just because they're pastors doesn't mean anything.
What's going on?
I saw the website, the 10 hottest daughters.
That shows you.
No, I forced him to show me.
Mom, that doesn't mean anything. I'm not after all of that.
I know, honey. But boys are.
So?
So, you're dressing differently. You're taking dresses from my closet.
You said I could.
I know, but Grace, I'm your mom.
And Mom, I want to be pretty. Just let me be pretty.
Oh, honey.
You are pretty. You have to say that. I want other people to think that I'm pretty.
Did you tell my clients that you'd only have an abortion if they paid you $100,000?
No, I did not.
If the court would please instruct the witness, she's under oath.
Objection, Your Honor. The witness has been sworn and is fully aware of that.
You are under oath, ma'am.
I might have said that $100,000...
The possibility that Dr. Tuft has a DUI.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't. But I was checking with his medical rep, and I did find out something else.
So, what do you have?
As Dr. Tuff's notes show, he cultured the embryo 48 hours prior to implantation.
Meaning there's been a miscalculation of fetal age.
You see that?
We're in the third trimester, Mr. Schmidt. Meaning the fetus is viable.
Which means you won't be able to pressure our client to terminate.
Okay.
You're selfish, Tara. It'd be one thing if you said I'm adopting him. But you're walking away.
Remember what you said, Kathy, after the first sonogram. Do everything you can to protect my baby.
This isn't protecting. It's owning.
I'm keeping him alive. That's the only way I know how to protect him. Feel him kicking, Kathy. Just feel him.
No.
It's the final offer, Diane.
And that was the final offer when I accepted. No.
Howard, David, could you please give us a moment?
You got a problem?
No, just something between Diane and myself. Alicia, you stay. I'm going to want you to run a change in the contract. What do you want?
More than this.
No. This isn't about money. This is about us. So what do you want from me?
I put my life into this place. My whole life.
That's appreciated.
No, it's not. Not with ghouls like that shoving me out the door.
Well, I can't negotiate appreciation.
That's right. That's why you'd better do it with money.
And how much appreciation are you looking for, Your Honor?
I must have really hurt you. To make you want to hurt me like this.
That was the deal from the beginning, Diane, remember? We worked together until it's not fun or profitable anymore. Well, here we are. Are you having fun?
Bump the package up by 20% and I'll leave.
I can't do that.
Then find another way. I'll be at home.
She'll come around. She knows she can't be sworn into the partnership dispute hanging over her head.
We need to leave this week.
You're sure?
Yes. Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.